When Sam Tso was growing up on the Navajo Reservation in the 1920s, he says his family had nothing. For a while, they only had prairie dogs to eat. His clothes were made out of sacks of bluebird flour, and he had no shoes. But his family wanted more for him, so he went to boarding school in Chinle, Arizona, about 20 miles away from where his family lived near Black Mountain. But that was practically the other end of the world for a young Navajo boy with no money.
Oh, it was hard to overcome because I get homesick so much.
The school was English only, and he didn't speak one word of it.
They put us in a corner, and we kneeled down over there. Something like either 20 or 30 minutes. And after that time's up, he come back and says, Sam, are you going to speak English from now on? And I didn't know how to say yes or no or anything. So I answer in my own Navajo language again. And I get caught right there again. Another 20 or 30 minutes.
Of course, the ultimate irony is that the language his teachers were trying to drum out of him is what made him so valuable to the Marines after Japan attacked. And the English he learned made him an ideal candidate for a secret project developing a code for transmitting battlefield messages. When So was drafted and lined up for a physical exam, he says most of the other Indians pretended not to speak English.
All they said was, "Me no sabe." When it came to me, and they said, "Do you understand?" And I said, "Yes, sir, I understand." I was dumb, I guess.
At a special secret school at Camp Pendleton in California, he memorized the code. Then So served in a recon company with the 5th Marine Division in battles such as Guadalcanal, Guam, Okinawa, and Iwo Jima. In 2006, as part of a documentary project, he traveled back to Iwo Jima accompanied by his son Ron So and 3 other code talkers. So many years later, the island was now peaceful and desolate. Waves crashed against the black volcanic sand where Marines had scrambled up by the thousands in 1945, trying to avoid getting killed. So recalled the pain of crossing through what the Marines called Death Valley.
I ran into a whole bunch of Marines that were shot down, and they said, "Help." We stopped and tried to help one, and the sergeant barked at us and says, "You complete your mission first."
But the code talkers did save lives by sending messages the Japanese were never able to crack. And Sam Tso had a unique window onto a key turning point in the battle. He intercepted a Navajo message that Marines had taken Mount Suribachi, the moment memorialized in the famous flag-raising photo.
The message was, That's all it took. I just wrote it down. Mount Suribachi is secured. And the guys that were in the foxhole says, "What's up, chief?" So I just pointed up here and they saw the flag up there. And boy, they were really overjoyed.
Under orders from the Marine Corps, So kept his code talker service a secret for decades. But after the code talker story became public, Sam So educated people about their unbreakable code. And after so many years of silence, he could finally show his pride.
Some of the people say that, the Navajo people say that, it's our language that won the war, helped won the war. And I said, "Oh my goodness, sir. Don't give credit to your language alone. Somebody has to use it, and that was us."
For KUNM, I'm Ashley Gross.